online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, a new operator has been confirmed for flights between Donegal and Dublin. A former assistant general manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says the hospital, like many others, is currently running at close to 100% capacity. Colleges will reopen on Monday as planned. The Department of Education is advising schools that windows do not need to be wide open during cold and windy weather. And students of the LYIT are calling for remote exams to be introduced. Good evening, Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport, and we'll also have Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But returning to our top story now, and a new operator has been confirmed for flights between Donegal and Dublin. The route, which is funded by a government PSO, will be operated by Ireland's newest airline, Emerald Airlines. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Emerald Airlines has been awarded a three-year contract to operate flights on the Donegal-Dublin route for a three-year period from February the 26th, with the option of a one-year extension. The company takes over from Amapola, which temporarily operated the PSO service following the collapse of Stobart Air on June the 12th last year. The award of the new contract to Emerald Airlines follows an EU public tendering process and will see twice daily flights under the Aer Lingus regional brand. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan says the service will provide vital connectivity for Donegal and the northwest region to Dublin, and has acknowledged that the route provides important reassurance for those who need to attend medical or other important appointments, as well as supporting business and tourism in the region.
A former assistant general manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says the hospital, like many others, is currently running at close to 100% capacity and was doing so before the effects of the pandemic took hold. Paddy Rooney told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show this effectively means the hospital cannot cope with surges in demand. He said it's a particular problem when it comes to the numbers presenting in its emergency department.
The desirable model for hospitals, they run at somewhere about 86 or 88% capacity, so that they have the ability to deal with infrequent surges. But what has happened now, of course, over the last 10 years across the NHS and across the HSE, is that hospitals are running most of the time in excess of 100%. And they were doing that before the pandemic ever came along. And that's just heaped extra upon extra. I'm retired for 4 years out of the place, but the hospital would say, for instance, somewhere between 90 and 125 presentations to the ED per day. And a couple of days ago, that they were running almost every day at over 170 presentations per day. And that is huge pressure on the system.
Is that because they can't get an appointment with their doctor?
Round and round and round we go. You see, emergency departments up and down the country have always been regularly attended every day by people who have no reason to be there in the first place. It could be with their GP. So I suppose there is anecdotal evidence of that, all right, that there is difficulty over the last 3 or 4 months.
Colleges will reopen on Monday as planned. It follows a meeting between Higher Education Minister Simon Harris and student staff and management representatives today. The reopening will be staggered, with 5 colleges returning on Monday and another 5 the following week. There are also plans to bring back pop-up COVID vaccination clinics on campus so students can get their booster. The Department of Education is advising schools that windows do not need to be wide open during cold and windy weather. Many teachers have highlighted the low temperatures students are being expected to learn in on social media today. Fianna Fáil Senator and former teacher Fiona O'Loughlin is currently volunteering as a substitute. She says opening windows after classes may be a better option.
I did see expert advice saying that if classrooms were ventilated very well and if the windows were left open for a number of hours after school closes on a day, well then that they should be able to operate with a minimum of windows open then. So it shouldn't be so bad.
Students of Letterkenny Institute of Technology are calling for remote exams to be introduced. Last week, the college announced that all Semester 1 in-person exams were being postponed until a later date due to rising cases of COVID-19. Two options have since been proposed. One is that students sit Semester 1 exams in May, along with other scheduled exams, or on January the 17th. A number of other institutions across the country have introduced remote examinations. LYIT student Anna and Michelle told Greg Hughes today that they have serious reservations about what is being proposed.
Yesterday there was 23,817 cases in Ireland. One of our options is to go on next week to sit in a room with maybe 50 other students to do exams. Now, I do know the college would do, you know, adhere to COVID guidelines. However, you're still going into a room with 50 plus students. Some of us then are going out in placement, which means we'll be working with the elderly, working with children, working with families.
Michelle, do you agree with Anna? Is that the general consensus that a remote examination option should be on the table?
I 100% agree. We just haven't been given any reason as to why we can't facilitate online exams. On the 22nd of December, I actually went online to double check my examination timetable and noticed that two exams were already placed online for other students. They're trying to tell us that they cannot facilitate online exams yet, could facilitate for them too. Why are the rest of the college being left without any? The biggest worry for me is if I catch COVID, I can't sit my exams. I know with this variant people aren't getting sick, but I'm a final year student and we don't have time. We're all getting masters, we're all starting our jobs. Mm. We need our grades before that. We need to have just, we need fairness, and if we get COVID, which isn't anyone's fault, we could be fit enough to fit our exams remotely, but we're just not given that opportunity.
Meanwhile, LYIT President Paul Hannigan says there are ongoing meetings with the students' union and says it wouldn't be right to comment until such discussions conclude. Supreme Court Judge Mr Justice Seamus Wolfe has told the Golfgate trial that he didn't see anything at the event that evening that gave him cause for concern. He was giving evidence at the trial of two politicians and two hoteliers who are accused of organising an event which allegedly breached lockdown regulations. Frank Graney has the latest.
Mr Justice Seamus Wolfe was one of 81 people who attended the Oireachtas Gael Society's President's Dinner at the Clifton Station House Hotel on August 19, 2020. He said he was assured that the President of the Society, former Fianna Fáil Senator Donny Cassidy, consulted with authorities beforehand to ensure COVID compliance. At the time, indoor events were limited to 50 people, but he said the guidelines allowed for multiple gatherings in clearly defined spaces with correct systems. Yesterday, the prosecuting barrister said it was his case that this was a single event. Mr Cassidy, independent TD Noel Grealish and two hoteliers are all accused of organising the event in contravention of COVID laws. The hearing will resume on February 3rd.
A man in his 40s has died after a car crash in County Roscommon. It happened on the N61 at Ballybay in Kiltoom at around 9:30 this morning. His body was taken to the mortuary at Roscommon Hospital for a post-mortem. A West Donegal councillor believes the removal of an ATM in Glenties by Bank of Ireland is another example of the decimation of services in rural areas. The cash machine was removed in recent days without any prior warning. It comes following the closure of Bank of Ireland branch in the town in recent months as part of a series of nationwide closures. Councillor Micheál Colmhagill-Aspig says questions need to be answered.
Glenties, like many other towns around the whole coast of Donegal, are villages that have been decimated through government policy for years. And bear in mind that when the people, not by choice, bailed out bankers to make wealthy people wealthier, the least that we could expect that there'd be some kind of thought given to that we need services in rural Ireland and in rural West Donegal and throughout the whole county. But it just shows you the lack of any empathy, and it shows you the whole thinking around the banking sector. It's about money, money and money only, and has no care or any consideration given to rural areas and how we need to survive.
Presumably that particular ATM located on the main street in the town was a prime location for such an ATM, and I'm sure it was frequently used by locals and tourists alike.
Glenties can be a very busy town, a lovely town to visit, and a town that would depend on that ATM quite heavily like other places. But unfortunately, yet again, Here we have a situation where the banking sector have just pulled completely out of rural Ireland and without giving any consideration to us at all. And what I would be asking is, what is the government doing about this here? What is the Fianna Fáil-led government doing about rural Ireland? And it's very clear that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have failed us miserably in relation to any services that we badly need in our community.
In a statement today, Bank of Ireland says the closure of a branch generally includes the decommissioning of the ATM. In this instance, they say the ATM was retained beyond the closure of the branch to facilitate the installation of an Euronet ATM on the main street, which took place last month. However, Deputy Pierce Doherty says no caveats or timelines were given. He was told the ATM would stay open. All in-person visits to prisons have been temporarily suspended. Family members won't be able to visit for a fortnight starting on Monday. The Irish Prison Service says it's due to the widespread community transmission of COVID-19. Physical visits on compassionate grounds will be considered, but only granted in exceptional circumstances. Prisoners will still be able to receive one video visit a week. Court settings are facing disruptions due to COVID-19, resulting in judges, witnesses and court staff being unable to attend. The court service says business may have to be cancelled at short notice, and in this case, any adjournment will be for the minimum period. Criminal trials due to begin in the Central and Circuit Courts will not start before the 24th of January.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fast approaching 5:15, time for sports. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and in Section A of Ulster's Dr. McKenna Cup tonight, Donegal, they play Down in Ballybuffet. Not surprisingly, Donegal manager Declan Bonner will use the occasion to field some new faces with the introduction of the development squad. It means he can have a full panel for the McKenna Cup competition.
And, you know, we introduced it last year, and a number of those guys now have stepped on into the senior squad. We've done the same thing this year. We've taken in a number of the under-20s, but also lads and maybe around 23, 24 that, you know, that have looked good during the club championship, have taken them back in. So, yeah, there's a balance there between those guys. And I said the door is never closed on anyone. And so, but no, it's been great that we've been set to work with these guys now over the last 4 or 5 weeks, that we have a panel ready to play in the McKenna Cup. And it gives the older, more experienced guys that bit of time off also, and to get them ready for a challenging league campaign that's going to start. But like, it's a very, when you look at it, Oisin, there's you know, Sigerson starts next week for a lot of guys, so and our group at the minute between development and the squad itself is ending up to maybe 13-14 players that's going to be involved next week in Sigerson, so we've got to manage that. And there's a lot of games coming up, and we just don't want to pick up too many injuries at any stage, but you know, especially the start of the season, so we want to make sure that, you know, these guys have been managed properly now over the next number of weeks.
Declan Bonner there, and there'll be full match commentary online with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh from the 7:30 throw-in time. That's highlandradio.com for a commentary on that game. Meanwhile, a number of Derry's All-Ireland winning minor team are set to make their senior debuts in tonight's Dr. McKenna Cup opener against Monaghan at Owen Beg. Desert Martins Lachlan Murray has been handed the number 15 jersey, while All-Ireland winning minor captain Matthew Downey is set to start at left half forward. And in Connacht's FBD League this evening, Mayo, they play Galway in the semi-final there at the Air Dome. And just like the footballers, the Donegal hurlers swing back into action on Saturday with Conor McGurk Cup clash against Antrim in Dunsully. Donegal will also play UUJ in Belfast next week, but missed out on a home tie in the competition due to Derry pulling out. Mickey McCann will give runouts to a few new players in the squad. Having come through a COVID disruption in recent weeks, Mickey feels the competition will be of value to the squad.
As I say, we had a good few cases over the last 5 or 6 weeks, and a lot of boys have passed it now. So this week we should have no bar fielding, Oisin. We should have 20, 24 players available this. So fairly, we have a couple of boys out, but we've no bother getting a team together, you know. It's perfect setup for us now to get ready for the league and maybe get a look at a couple of young boys and a couple of new faces that we've in. And look, to be playing the likes of Antrim is a good test. I know they probably won't be full strength, but at the same time, another wee. So look, games against Antrim and Jordan Sound Queens are down, you know, are hard to come by. So look, it's perfect that preparation for us, Oisin, and as management, saved us a lot of hassle and trying to ring about and get friendly. So look, we read it perfect for getting us ready for the league. You know, results won't really matter, Oisin, and more of getting yourself together and playing as a team and getting ready for the league, you know.
Moving on to soccer, and there's action in the Northwest Intermediate Cross Border Cup this weekend. Tonight, Derry City Reserves, they're up against Maiden City. That one starts at 7:30. And tomorrow, there's four games down for decision. At 1:30, Strabane Athletic, they host Letterkenny Rovers. At 2 o'clock, Newton FC from Limavady, they play Coghill Celtic. Monaghan United, they're up against Dungiven. And Bonagie United, they play Trojans. And just in some other news, the FAI has deferred cup competitions. There will be new dates announced shortly. After a meeting today with the FAI competitions department, due to the current high numbers of COVID-19 cases, the decision was taken to postpone next week's FAI Junior Cup games. They were fixed for the 15th and the 16th. All other competitions, which include the FAI Intermediate Cup, which was the week after, they have all been postponed. They've all been deferred. And new dates for all these competitions will be announced shortly. That's from the FAI. In the Irish Cup tonight, Glenavon, they play Crusaders. That game starts at 7:45. And Cross Channel, Liverpool have reopened their first team training ground following a COVID-19 outbreak. The facility was closed for 48 hours after what the club called a significant number of suspected positive tests, test results among the playing staff and squad. In other news, Mikel Antonio has agreed to extend his West Ham contract until the summer of 2024 with the option of a further year. The forward, who signed in 2015 as the club's all-time leading Premier League scorer with 52 in the top flight. West Ham, they host Leeds in the third round of the FA Cup on Sunday. There's one game in the third round tonight with Premier League leaders Manchester City. They're away to Swindon of League Two. In rugby, the EPCR say the third and fourth rounds of pool matches in the Heineken Champions Cup will proceed as normal. The competition is due to resume next week with the fourth round of fixtures following a week later. Discussions are ongoing regarding the five games in round two that were called off due to the French travel restrictions. However, doubt remains over Leinster's home clash with Montpellier following a COVID outbreak at the top 14 club. Elsewhere, Munster head coach Johan van Graan has made seven changes to his side for tomorrow's United Rugby Championship derby with Ulster. Simon Zeebo will make his first appearance for the province in 3 months. Captain Peter O'Mahony also returns, as do Sean French, Jack Crowley, Thomas Ahern and John Hodnett. Rory Scannell, he wins his 150th provincial cap at centre. And there'll be first starts of the seasons for Jack McGrath and Ben Moxham for the game at Thomond Park. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has thanked people around the world for their support as he awaits the result of his appeal to being refused entry into Australia. The world tennis number one has had his visa revoked over complications surrounding his COVID-19 vaccination status. Czech player Renata Voráčková has also been detained ahead of the Australian Open with similar visa issues. And in golf, Seamus Power will resume 6 shots off the lead on day 2 of the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. The Waterford golfer will tee off from 2 under par later on tonight. Aussie Cameron Smith is the man to catch. He's leading on 8 under par. Don't forget there'll be full commentary of Donegal against Down from McCool Park a little later on from 7:30 throw-on time on highlandradio.com. Back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Just as it relates to our story there previously on the winter examinations at Letterkenny Institute of Technology, we got a statement in the past couple of minutes from LYIT Management and the Students' Union. And they say discussions between Institute Management and Students' Union representatives continued over the course of today on plans for rescheduling of winter semester assessments. Both parties are optimistic that discussions will come to a satisfactory conclusion early next week, at which point a further update will be issued. Weather now mainly dry this evening, but a few rain or sleet showers will continue, mostly in the west. Patchy rain will move into the west early tonight and becoming wet and windy in all areas tonight, with rain returning heavy at times, lowest temperatures of 0 to +3 degrees. closing headlines now, and a new operator has been confirmed for flights between Donegal and Dublin. Colleges will reopen on Monday as planned. It follows a meeting between Higher Education Minister Simon Harris and student staff and management representatives today. Finally, the Department of Education is advising schools that windows do not need to be wide open during cold and windy weather. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6pm. Stand by. Colm Ferriter will be here with all the latest in Nuacht, and the obituary notices will follow that. Good evening.
Shéir mé hasa Colm Ferriter and Charlotte na príomh scéalta. Curú sacrithe ura I bhfeidhm an teacht an seo a aithníonn an ghéalaige mar hanga oifigiúil an iontas Eorpaí. Fógraítear cearta omlana obra don ghéalaige a thugann onanas agus cócearta don teanga ar nós teangathe oifigiúla eile de chuid an iontas. De réir ráiteas a chunar na ghéalaige, imríonn an stádas dheach deachionnachar ar an ghéalaige le himplachtaí fórleathan don ghéalaige sa chóras idetheis, chomh maith le deisean a fástaíochta a chruthú do cheanseoir i ghéalaige. Máltar an próiseas inar dogu an taithantas don ghéalaige mar chórtha féidireachta don rialtas nuair a thugann an stáit and stat fui carta changa a kentu. Major lesson righteous, ta credus a tilcha eg foran negelige, an instituti an entish europe, agus as an ober at a corra I griech achu, co status a wuncha madan changa. Malin an agriocta gael idjahis, gor chor takiocta ar lei, a holahar don an nianri mar gael na costas, agus na duchlein brecha, a winin la servishi. A curr foil fridgeman na gaelige, major le ratchis na hagriachta, curr run na lani, muinu ar foil, conservasi lua briana a liachnu, acur nyarna nyau intus ar kesh na gaelige, in anion stocharacht ar an kesht, a renew le lin an treb seo chorlechan. Agus ta skeim jontish is fiu a hen poncha 4 million ponta fogriha do grupi a tag faimu ar waiha le sin gaelige o hui. Con cyn na gaelig as y tŵsgart. Cyrhi an cysia asnaf ybrahan a harla le lyn na blianna da warn a pan jema COVID an ijeg a leidu. I say an agriacht ffyrbyrha changa glor na gael a fes agdaliw mwynyw da grwpi pobl yn arniol na gaeliga a ta hias o hif arigid je da warn a pan jema. Ta'n sgeim osgolcha yn la ta niwon agus an lad jaru de irithish na an ortu la agus fihe den vi. Sin ma hodse illegalier slanagus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 7th of January. The death has occurred of Celine Hennigan, Né Gallagher, Stragar Killybegs and formerly of Mina Killiu, Ardra. Her remains will repose at McCabe's funeral premises, Ardra, tomorrow evening from 6pm to 8pm. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake and removal private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Eamon Farrelly, 22 Cathedral Hill, Rafoe, formerly of Rialto, Dublin. Eamon will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield, Rafoe, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening, and again from 4pm to 8pm tomorrow. Funeral service will take place on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Kelly's Funeral Home, with private cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Lung Foundation, care of the Farrelly family. The death has occurred at her home in Glasgow of Sadie McDermott, Né McGowan, formerly of Arranmore Island. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of David Walker, 35, The Branch, Derry. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for Requiem Mass at 12:30 in Holy Family Church, Ballymacgrorty. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of John Nicholson, Ross Begg, Portnew. His remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening from 6 to 9, followed by Rosary. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11 to St. Connell's Church, Kilclooney, travelling via Ross Begg and Portnew for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. John's funeral mass can be viewed live on Shovelin's Funeral Home Facebook page. The death has taken place of William Duncan, formerly of Bree, Malin Head. His remains are reposing at John Anthony Doherty, Hela's residence, the Mullins, Carndonagh. Funeral from there this evening at 6:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Mass at 7:00, and then reposing overnight. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9 to Milltown Cemetery, County Westmeath, for interment. The death has occurred of Dennis Bonner, Los Arbales, Lower Drumbow, Stranorner. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1:00 in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, followed by interment in Drumbow Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of McCool's funeral directors or any family member. The house and funeral are private, please, to family, neighbours and close friends. The death has occurred of Mervyn Diver, Kilmacrennan Road, Milford. His remains are reposing at his son Lexi and Patricia Diver's residence at Court, Milford. House private, please, to family, neighbours and close friends. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 1 in Milford Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral service can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Milford Presbyterian Church Repair Fund or the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.